dear brothers and sisters in Christ, all of mankind seeks one thing in the end. One desire motivates all our actions. Ultimately, it all boils down to the desire for happiness. Of course, if we do not know God and His truth, then we can't know what true happiness is, and we pursue it blindly and quite often go down wrong paths that don't lead to happiness but lead to death, paths of sin, selfishness, error. But as we heard in the gospel today from the Franciscan lectionary associated with the saint whom we celebrate, Saint Felix of Cantalice, our Lord taught us to seek out first the kingdom of God, and all the rest of the things that we desire and pursue will be given to us. Life and the world present to us often many, many distractions. The world is constantly generating a list of things that we're supposed to desire. Marketing and advertising exist to create an appetite for things for us to chase after. But God is simple. And only one thing is necessary, as our Lord said to Martha as she worried over many things. St. Felix of Cantalice was a simple Capuchin friar whose work as a friar was to go and beg for alms for the sustenance for himself and his brothers. He was simple, but he was happy. And he made many other people happy and attracted the grace of God to himself and to others through his fidelity. True happiness comes from doing the will of God. And St. Felix gave himself entirely to just that, to doing the will of God. Our Lord taught us a few principles, and our Lord desires our happiness, our eternal happiness, eternal life. He taught us a few simple rules. When he was asked, what is the greatest commandment? He said, love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. And then he said, the second greatest commandment is like the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. So there are many false prophets in the world, many men who make large sums of money dispensing the so-called secrets of life to those who would chase after human wisdom rather than turn to God. But our Lord gives and gives freely that which makes us happiness, knowledge and love of God. And St. Felix understood the true secret of happiness, which comes in doing the will of God. So, brothers and sisters, let us be like St. Felix. Let us be like our Lord and our Lady and focus simply on seeking God and loving Him by doing His will, and then we will possess and experience the secret of happiness. both in this life, which also mixes suffering with our happiness. But if we're faithful until the end, then a happiness without any contamination of suffering or sorrow forever in the next. Praise be Jesus and Mary.